Hello, I'm Suzanne Hemmett of Collective Herd Coaching, empowering professionals and entrepreneurs with the wisdom of the collective herd. You've probably heard the phrase, you only have one chance to make a good first impression. Well, it's true. People who are meeting you for the first time are judging you whether you want them to or not. How many seconds do you think most people spend sizing you up during a first meeting? 7. That's right. In 7 short seconds, you are being predefined, prejudged, and pre-categorized as deserving more time or not. That's a little scary, isn't it? And whether we like to admit it or not, we do the same to other people. It's human nature. How does this apply to networking? Well, as I've said before, networking is a contact sport. Every time you connect with someone new, the first 7 seconds that person begins to evaluate you based on your appearance, body language, word choice, and overall professionalism to form their perception of you. And like it or not, however superficial that might be, this perception almost instantly becomes their reality. So how do we create a powerful, positive first impression? Well, let's start with appearance. One of my colleagues shared with me that she met a business owner at a trade show she was at who was dressed in flip-flops, ponytail, and a t-shirt that sported very revealing cleavage. Now, maybe this is how that business owner dressed every day at her place of business, and so in her opinion, she may have thought that she was dressing the part. However, at a business networking function, you are representing yourself as a professional business owner. You'll make a much more powerful statement, especially if your preferred clients are business professionals, by dressing in business or business casual attire. Next, let's look at body language. It can be the silent killer of conversations. Try this little experiment. The next time you're out networking, take along a trusted friend and have them observe your body language for you. Here are some things they can look for. Eye contact. Are you making good eye contact throughout the conversation, or are you looking anywhere but? Arm movement. Are your arms crossed in front of you, saying, I'm bored, or tucked behind your back, saying, I'm interested? Positioning. Are you standing in a manner that is opening and welcome, or are you blocking people out of your conversation? Are you leaning on something as if you're bored or tired? Are you unable to shake hands because you're juggling a plate full of food? Facial expressions. Are you smiling or holding back a yawn? Are you squinting because you can't see? What does your face say? The next time before you leave the house for a business networking event, look in the mirror and ask yourself, what message am I sending to those who are meeting me for the first time? People need to know you, like you, and trust you before they'll refer to you. So when you're meeting people for the first time, radiate confidence, demonstrate integrity, and begin to earn their trust. Thanks for listening. And to learn more about the Collective Herd, go to collectiveherd.com. That's collectiveherd.com. Until next time, this has been Suzanne Hemmett bringing you the wisdom of the Collective Herd.